Welcome to a very special episode of Nerdtween, the movie podcast. I'm your host, Nerdtween. Thank you so much for joining me. So this episode's probably going to get me in a lot of hot water. I'm going to say some things that are my feelings, my opinions, nothing more. They are not in association with any entity that I work with or anything like that. This is just how I feel. And I'm fully aware that how this works is a lot of times some things like this get taken out of context, get snipped and stitched and all of that stuff. So I understand that there could be some issues that come from this episode. But I still have to say it. You know, it's almost like there isn't a strike going on right now. And people, you know, were in solidarity for quite some time, and then they all just decided, why not? Whether it's, you know, big name actors crossing the picket lines because they don't need writers and want to continue to do their show, or it's big name influencers, small name people who are just making content. I understand that there is nothing legally wrong with what anyone is doing. If somebody is making content about a struck company, it's as an influencer, they've made it clear that you can do whatever you want. You know, granted, you can't accept paid work from new paid work from any of these struck companies, but when your platform is monetized based off of how many views you get, and if you're making content about a TV show that's running right now, isn't that kind of against, you know, standing in solidarity? Like, I understand that there are people who make their money, make their living just reviewing movies and things of that nature. I get that. Listen, I'm not saying you can't make your money. I'm not. But there is a difference between legal and morally wrong. In my opinion, like, I mean, granted, you know how bad I want to talk about one of the shows that's running right now? I mean, it's one of my favorite characters. You know, it's one of my favorite properties. And I'm still choosing to stand in solidarity, not make any content about that property. And again, that's my decision, just like it's your decision to not. But I see accounts, big and small, making content about these projects, and whether or not you believe it, you're an influencer. If you post anything on social media and people view it, if you have one viewer, you're an influencer. You know, and I think that a lot of people just have this feeling like what I do doesn't matter. What they're doing their thing, you know, and we're doing ours, and it's fine. We're not a part of it. I mean, if you're looked at as a journalist, if you're looked at as, you know, things of that nature, you're still allowed to talk about these projects. And a lot of people are deciding that it's okay for them to do it. And that's each and everyone's decision. I'm not here to try to dissuade anyone or to call anyone out. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying I don't understand what happened. Because there was a time, you know, when everyone was like, we stand in solidarity, we stand in solidarity. And then it was almost like overnight. I see tons and tons of different people, whether it's, you know, like I said, big name influencers or just someone sharing content. And I'm wondering what happened. Didn't we all like kind of collectively agree that, you know, the writers and the actors deserve a living wage? Didn't we all kind of agree that they should have protections in place, you know, so that AI doesn't take their jobs and also set a precedent for basically any other company to do the same and AI their entire workforce? But we're going to start making content again about struck companies. I don't think a few months is enough. I truly feel that there are a lot of people that could really help this situation by just flat out not making that kind of content, but they're not. And there are, you know, not only people, but entities that have just flat out said, we as an institution are going to decide not to make that content. More praise to you. And again, I'm not shouting anyone out. If you know, you know. But to me, it seems like somewhere along the lines, a lot of people just forgot. Just forgot what's at stake here. What these writers and the actors are fighting for. And soon the voice actors of the animated series and the VFX artists and the video game industry as well. This is a very pivotal time in our society. Because I've said this before, when we're talking about AI, what happens now is going to set the precedent moving forward. If Hollywood, if the managerial body of the studios gets what they want with AI, it will not stop there. I'm telling you, this is a pivotal moment, and to see so many people, I don't know if it's in disregard or, you know, because I mean, I don't have a huge following. I don't. I mean, maybe if you look at all of my social media accounts, put them all together, maybe I could get to 10,000 people that could see what I say. That's small compared to most places, especially like, if I'm talking about on TikTok. Like if I want to do a review on a TV show, maybe 200 people will get 200 views. Is that going to affect anything on the long run? Absolutely not. But you know what? You know what does? If we all stand in solidarity. We're approaching this precipice of dangerous proportions. And forgive me for getting dramatic, but we're talking about entertainment and movies and the things we love so much. Without the actors, without the writers, none of this. We have none of it. And if you believe it's okay for AI to step in and write a TV show, or AI used of scans to put people in the background of future projects and not pay the persons whose likeness that they're using, well, then we see the world very differently. Because there's a very short step there to, well, then why do we need people to process documents? Why do we need people to ring up groceries? Why do we need people to take food orders? Hell, why do we need chefs? It's a very steep slope that we all are teetering on right now. And I don't think people are grasping the severity of the situation. And it is very hard for me because all I want to do is talk about these properties. And then there are people out here who know that the majority of us or some of us are not making content. So they're jumping into this space and making bad content about the projects because they know that a lot of us are not going to say anything. Well, I mean, I don't know about everyone, but most of us are taking notes. And when this is over, we will have some things to say. And I'm hoping for a speedy resolution to this because the longer this strike goes on, the worse it's going to get. Have you noticed that pretty much all of the services have increased their fees or are letting you know that they will be soon? This while they decide to not negotiate in good faith. This while arguing with themselves, prolonging any possible return to the negotiating table. And I'm not an actor. I'm not a writer in the guild, so I'm just going off of the information that I have been provided with, and you know that who knows, maybe they are at this point negotiating in good faith and you know and actually doing, you know, their due diligence and trying to come to an actual resolution. When you're looking at they introduce streaming and change the entire game, but then didn't want to share in any of those profits that are now astronomically higher than they would have been. Like, I saw a report that one show that has been off the air for years on Netflix literally had like 30 million views, and it never had that many while it was running. But the people who work on it don't get jack from the streaming views, and that's a little ridiculous. You know, I mean, it's like, if you change all the rules and only have them apply to you, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling. From what I read recently, that the studios are on pace to lose $500 to $800 million. Now, if I'm not mistaken, it would take around $28 million just to pay the fucking writers and actors. I know I'm not the best at math. Me and math don't get along, but I can sure as hell tell that 28 is less than 500. I mean, what at this point, what are you still fighting? At this point, why are you still against paying them? If you're losing that much money, how many years of what they've asked for is that right there? I mean, I can't be the only one to see this, and I'm really worried that like I said, there's just a lot of people who just don't seem to care. There's a lot of people that are just still posting stuff about it, you know, talking about it, promoting it, whether you believe that doing a review or a reaction video or anything like that is actually promoting it. I can tell you 100% it is. Intentional or otherwise, that's not what we're talking about here. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about the grand scheme and the big picture. And judging from what I'm seeing, the big picture is extremely dark. And we are stepping into a horror movie. Because I don't know where this is going to lead. I don't know how this is going to get resolved. I mean, there is a time around the corner where we may not have new content for quite some time. And it's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's not the writer's fault. And it's not the actor's fault. It's 100% the studio's. Because what they're asking for is not unreasonable, no matter how some media will try to spin it as such. All they're really asking for is a livable wage, which I think majority of people in this, you know, world could agree that if you're working a full-time job and that job is then making your boss or owners millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, who wouldn't be making all of that money if you weren't able to give them the property that you did. And then they want to give you pennies. Pennies. Or, we don't need you, we'll just get AI to do it. Oh, thank you for showing up to set for one day. Here is your pay. We're going to go ahead then scan your likeness and use it in perpetuity for the rest of time in any background scene that we so choose. Oh no, and we're not going to give you any credit and we're not going to give you any money. Have a good rest of your life. Oh, you want to get paid on time? Yeah, I know we're really bad at that, but yeah, we're not going to agree to that. Sorry. These are things that in a normal, a regular job would not even be a question. But in this industry, it is. And in this industry, that's a problem. So the writers and actors are striking to change that. And they should. Because it's absolutely ridiculous the difference in the way they're treated. I mean, they're not guaranteed lunches. They're not guaranteed, you know, I work a regular job 40 hours a week. I'm legally entitled to lunch. That's not something that these actors and writers are required to have. If I work 40 hours and my paycheck doesn't come when it's supposed to come, didn't I be absolutely livid? Justifiably so, as many people would agree. And at the very least, if you can't pay on time, agree to, you know, give a little, like, hey, sorry we were late. Here's an extra 2%. Here's an extra 1%. Here's an extra $50. Anything. That's out of the question. You're being unreasonable. Well, I will go give myself a $28 million bonus. For doing what? If you want to talk about something AI could do that's a lot more reasonable, would be a studio executive. I mean, what does a studio executive really do besides, you know, make sure the company makes money and green lights and turns down properties? AI could do that much better than I think a human could. Because a human would be biased to their own preferences, where a computer AI would potentially look at, you know, reoccurring themes and popular entertainment and see if they're there and go, oh, okay, here we go. Yeah, this could work. I would trust AI to pick a good film written by a human than have a human pick an AI script. Because a human is not going to, you're going to tell me that these executives read every single script, or they have someone review it for them and go, should I say yes to this or no? Do you really think that these CEOs are hands-on and and like actually care about what's being put out? No, they just want to make money. An AI program could do that just the same. But I wouldn't trust an AI to be able to make a movie that will bring people to tears or cheer or feelings of acceptance, or because entertainment, movies, TV shows, all these things that we love, they give us something. Whether it's a feeling of belonging, whether it's, you know, a camaraderie, you know, it's an entertainment that is, I would honestly say, essential to us as a society. I'm not saying that it's essential that you watch movies and TV shows, but entertainment, something that's not truly just for the benefit of survival. Yes, I think that's what makes humanity humanity versus just a group of humans. The ability to sit back and watch a movie, sit back and, hell, look at the stars, sit back and tell a story or hang out and talk to friends. These things, this is what makes us like a humanity versus just a species. Passing down stories through the generations has literally been a part of every single society on the planet. Doesn't matter whether it's Egyptian hieroglyphics, the stone markings in South America. I mean, you name it, the entire existence of humanity has been documented over and over again by different people, you know, different societies, whatever, however you... It's not all accurate, sure, because there's so many different point of views, but to that point of view, maybe it was accurate. You know, there's a lot can be said about entertainment not needing to be right. It just needs to be entertaining. Years ago, there was a lot of progressive thought about what can be and what can't be. And I don't think it worked when you try to profitize entertainment over actually entertaining. Movies and TV shows years ago were more about the entertainment aspect and the enjoyment of it than making money. Yes, they try to make money, of course, but in the early days of radio, in the early days of TV, it wasn't just about making money. It was about getting people's minds off of the world that we live in through stories. Whether it's Superman on the radio or the early days of television. Hell, the early days of Hollywood. These were all things designed to help society cope or escape from that, at least that in that moment, enjoy something versus worrying about what's happening next or where I, like, back in those days, where I was going to get my next meal, you know. Entertainment and movies, television, radio, comic books, video games, it's what makes us different than every other species on the planet. At least to our knowledge. Who knows? Maybe some animals do pass down knowledge through the generations, you know, or stories, but we'll never know. But we do. Long after the last human is dead, there will still be records of all the books, movies, TV shows on a server somewhere, or in physical form somewhere. Long after humanity is gone, that will remain. And right now, if we're not careful, the end of humanity could be around the corner if you watch any kind of movies. I mean, how many times do we have to watch the same film where it's like, we shouldn't have let AI out of the box, and now it's too late. Like, I mean, I think it's hilarious. I mean, right now, I'm not going to say the name of the movie because honestly, I don't know the name of the movie, but there is a movie that is coming out literally while the strike is going on. And that is the catchphrase. It's like, we shouldn't have let the AI out of the box. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have. And I think this is the line in the sand, at least for now. I mean, AI is impossible to stop. It's a war that can't be won. And I'm not talking sci-fi. It's just cost-effective more so than humans. It's as simple as that. And they're going, all these companies are going to try to use it as much as they can to maximize their profits. It's just gonna happen. And this is the first one. This is the first domino. If we don't stop this now, it's just gonna all the way down. And I don't know about you, but I don't want that. I would rather watch 100 bad movies than watch one good one that was written by AI. I don't know. And I mean, again, as I said in the beginning of before I even started talking, these are my opinions, and this is how I feel. I'm not saying this is right or wrong, what's going on with these influencers making this content. I'm not saying it's right or wrong what people are what the entertainment industry is doing. I'm not saying, well, I am saying it's wrong to let AI start to take over, but these are my opinions, and I feel very, very strongly about them, that I think collectively we need to come together again and realize that every single bit of content, every single bit of content is important and influential. And if we don't all start banding together again and stop promoting these struck companies, I'm fearful for the future of entertainment. And again, I'm sure if this blows up, I'm going to get a lot of hate for saying it, but in my opinion, if you're making any type of reviews or any type of videos that is involved with a studio project that has been struck, as in if the people in the show are not allowed to promote it because of what is going on and because they're on strike, you shouldn't be either. Again, my opinion. You're not doing anything legally wrong. You're not doing anything that is technically being a scab. But morally, I think it's very questionable. And again, that is my opinion. And I hope that anyone who takes what I'm saying and disagrees would have the audacity, if you will, to say something and maybe change my opinion. But as it sits right now, this is my opinion. If you make content of any struck show, any struck movie, I don't condone it, and I won't, and I really would wish that you would stop. And like I said, if that gets me in hot water and people coming at me, so be it. There are not many things that I place my feet in the sand. I'm going to stand here next to this, you know, the river of truth. I'm going to plant myself in between you and them and say, no, you move. Because at this point, it really is starting to make me sick. I just, please, like I said, if we don't stop him here, it's over. I mean, we're gonna live in a real judgment day. I just wonder what side you'll be on. Until next time, this is Nerd Tween signing off.